Welcome back to Focus. We're at the Detroit Golf Club. Round one of the Rocket Mortgage Classic is well underway. About 30 players are on the course right now, anywhere between 2 under and 6 under. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun, not only today, but through the 4 days leading up to the championship. With Dan Gilbert's vision to bring the PGA Tour to Detroit, in 2018, a handful of people gathered in a lower-level conference room. It was an old safe, actually, in the Chrysler House building to discuss the feasibility of bringing Dan's vision to life here in Detroit. They discussed the strategy, golf courses, opportunities, and challenges of bringing a professional golf tournament to the Motor City. Two of those individuals in the room that day that continue to lead and elevate the Rocket Mortgage Classic year after year join us now. Jason Langwell, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, and Casey Herbis, the mayor of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. You do so much for Rocket companies, but Casey, this is one that's at your heart.
It is. You know, listen, being born and raised in this area and, you know, being in that room with you and Jason 8 years ago, and just to here we are in for our sixth Rocket Mortgage Classic, it is by far my favorite week of the year for so many reasons. Yes, golf, but, you know, as you mentioned, just being able to be blessed enough, the three of us plus many others, to bring Dan's vision to life and bring a PGA Tour event to the city of Detroit.
And, Jason, you and your team just do an incredible job throughout the entire week, and it kind of goes in segments. You had a vision along with Charlie Besser to bring about the John Shippen, which is just an unbelievable concept. It flows into the week so perfectly with the champion getting an exemption. Then you've got youth clinics. You've got the celebrity event. It's a week of celebration that then leads into a golf tournament, making it so much more of an event for Detroit.
Well, no, to your point, it's more than a golf tournament, right? That was, you know, the vision that Rocket Mortgage had, Dan Gilbert had, is how do we find a way to impact the outcome here in Detroit and do something to showcase the community? And a big part of that is for us to build experiences in and around the core 4 days of a competition. And the John Shippen's a good example of that. Diversity, equity, inclusion, a massive priority for the company and the city. And to provide free access on Sunday like we had for folks to come out and see Willie Mack hoist the John Shippen Trophy, have him out here competing in this event. And then we had great fan support on Tuesday and Wednesday for our community days. And I'll tell you, the crowds are really good out there. I heard the big roars earlier today. Knew something happened out on 11.
About 7:25 in the morning, 7:30. I was the same way. I was here. I heard the crowd rolling. And here we are. You know, our Rocket Mortgage partner, Nate Lashley, you know, popped one off the green or off the fringe and rolled right in, what, 217 yards?
Yeah. Casey, you get close with our players. I mean, Jason does an incredible job of recruiting and bringing guys in here, but you get really close with our players. They're part of the family. Nate Lashley, Ricky Fowler, who won last year. That means a lot to the players when they come in here, is to have that relationship. It's more than a title sponsor. Their family.
I mean, that's the way we approach all of our partnerships, right? I mean, when we work alongside, you know, certainly players in the PGA Tour, I mean, you want to be able to make sure they have an amazing experience, right? And it's not just about them. It's also about their friends, their family, their agents, whatever it might be. And, you know, we want to make sure certainly we're putting on an amazing event for the community, but we want to make sure that we're ensuring that we're giving an outstanding experience for the players. So then they leave, they tell great things about Detroit, and it's like a flywheel effect, right? And, you know, build it and they shall come.
We talked with Bill Emerson a little bit about today being Bowtie Day and the tribute to Nick Gilbert. Tomorrow is Champions Day. It's an opportunity to celebrate last year's champion, Ricky Fowler. You both worked with Allison, Ricky's wife, on creating a special concession item, and some hats will be out there for some of the first attendees that get on the course tomorrow, some of the first patrons and fans. That had to be a fun experience.
Yeah, it is. I have not tried the Ricky's sandwich.
Rick's pick?
Yeah, Rick's pick. I mean, I saw it, but hopefully I'll get one served here today. But
let's go through it a little bit. It's a Cajun turkey sandwich, right, Jason? Yeah. Little lettuce, little pickles, pepperoncinis, mayonnaise, and then you add vinegar, oil, and oregano. Mm.
Yeah. No, it good. Is. Yeah, the vinegar oil is on the side, right, so you can apply it so it doesn't get soggy,
okay.
Right? So it sits there and allows you to kind of get it right. And it's a good little summer sandwich, right?
And Allison really helped you.
She was. Well, right. Well, and we asked Ricky yesterday, you know, if he liked it after we told him that she was a part of making it. So he, of course, loved it because he's not going to tell us.
Allison, no.
Allison, I don't like your cooking or your recipe. So, yeah, it was great. You know, it's fun. We're out here celebrating our champion and our champions. As Nate Lashley walks up.
Yeah, we talk about the family relationship, and Nate Lashley just walks right
in. Just talking about, we talk about him, and here he is.
Right. He just appears. But, yeah, no, it's great. I mean, it'll be a ton of fun this week. I know Ricky's excited to come back for a victory lap, and for Allison to make her last stop before she goes away to have number two. August 4th is their due date, so this will be the last stop for him. So, which will be great. And I know Nate knows a ton about having young kids too.
And Nate just found a headset and some earphones. And yeah. Congrats on the ace.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
That was awesome.
A lot of luck involved in that, but hey, I'll take it. I see those every week, and usually I'd say, wow, how lucky is that guy? But today it was me.
You're a special guy. I mean, you heard the cheers on the course when it went in. I was watching your reaction. They were cheering in the clubhouse as well, so it was like echoing everywhere.
I couldn't believe it went in. Obviously, I was just hoping that it caught the green, and we saw it bounce right towards the hole, and then guys, you know, started yelling and throwing their hands up, and I was just like, wow.
Casey said he's taking you out for prime and proper to celebrate, so you got that.
Oh, it's about time. Jeez.
Listen,
he doesn't ever take me out to dinner. I have to – I mean, this guy –
We'll celebrate.
You'll celebrate.
We'll celebrate.
We'll figure it
out. He's got a big day tomorrow.
We've got today, the weekend. The weather's looking great. Fans coming out. Jason, I know this is an opportunity to elevate the experience for fans, the experience for players. These guys come back. It's a special place. What do we got going on Saturday and Sunday?
Well, it's going to be electric this weekend. We have more public fan decks than we've ever had. We added another one this year to make it a total of 7, more than any other PGA Tour event in terms of open to the public fan decks. Great views of golf right over the top of play. It's going to be a really exciting weekend. I mean, our tickets are selling fast. Tickets are still available at rocketmortgageclassic.com. You know, Saturday and Sunday's filling up. We have limited availability. You get your – just to remind listeners, too, they need to get their parking online in advance before heading down to Wayne State and taking a short shuttle ride up and coming out and enjoying the action for the sixth playing of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It's going to be an electric weekend.
Nate, we've talked a lot about the course leading up to this show. It's a different course than you and the tour players are normally accustomed to. Tell our listeners kind of how the pros approached Rocket Mortgage Classic and the Donald Ross course here in Detroit.
Well, it's one of those traditional country clubs. You know, Donald Ross has designed hundreds of traditional country clubs like this. It's, you know, it's tree line, huge trees. If you hit the fairways out here, you can really score. And, you know, that's like the year I won. I was just driving it down the middle of the fairway, you know, wedge after wedge, and made a lot of birdies. Today, I had a lot of chances, but I kept hitting in the trees. And you hit it in the trees, and then it makes it difficult to make pars because the green's got a lot of slope. You know, normally the green, it plays a little firmer, you know, and which really can make it difficult from the rough. Obviously, with the rain on Monday, of course, still a little wet. So, scores, I would expect to see scores get a little lower. But, you know, it's definitely, like I said, one of those courses where if you hit the fairways, you can really score out here, where, you know, you're not having extremely long shots into holes, but you do have to be precise. Green's got a lot of slope, and if you're not on the right side of it, you know, or have an uphill putt, you're just trying to lag it around the hole to two putt.
And you love Detroit. You embrace it more than the golf tournament. I saw you out at the fireworks on Monday. You make this community part of your life.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, winning here and being my only professional, you know, PGA Tour win. Detroit's always special, and Rocket Mortgage has been amazing to me. So, you know, it's always fun to come back to Detroit, and then I get to hang out with Casey's. You know, everybody knows how much fun Casey is.
Well, I'm very honored to have three of the busiest guys this week right here. We'll let you get ready for tomorrow. I know, Jason, you've been on the phone, and you got to get rolling and get this tournament. And Casey, you as well. Thanks so much for joining us here on Focus.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate being here, man.
Thanks, Mark.
And we'll be back with you right after this with Jonathan Mendenhall, the CMO of Rocket, right after this short message.